Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday. Thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
And joining us right now on our SDCCU fan hotline, he's one of the hosts of Swings and Misses on Radio.com. Been a guest on our show a number of times before. Padres fans might remember his minor and brief major league career with the Padres. Cody Decker is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Cody, it's always good chatting with you.
Oh, so brief.
It was brief. I have to be honest. So brief. It was brief.
Did you blink in 2015?
And well, you're one of 19,000 or some ridiculous number that made it. So, man, I've really been enjoying the show. We need more Jen on there. That's an obvious. It's funny because I watch the clips that you guys post, and you're in studio. She's in a hotel a lot of the time.
That's because she's been only like once a week she leaves to go do AEW Dynamite live on TNT. She's a backstage correspondent for AEW Wrestling. So she goes and does the show once a week from location. That's all. She's back in studio today. In fact, she's in the car with me right now. She's wearing earplugs.
I can understand why. I was so excited to talk to you. I have loved your coverage on all of this, and it really started the first time you came on our show. You were kind of the first one to tell us about, you know, potential algorithms that were being used because, you know, anybody that's played the game from Little League to the highest level, we've all tried to tip our players on signs from second base. Even at first base, you get a look in, see if it's off speed. Maybe I can steal this bag. You want to make sure your glove's in the right spot, the same spot when you're pitching. We all grew up with this stuff, Cody, but when you get into algorithms, when you get into technology, that's when it crosses the line. You brought that up, and now we have seen three men, lose their jobs, I think rightfully so, in all cases.
Actually, you've actually seen five. You're only counting
the
managers.
Yeah.
There's also the front office guys. There's Jeff Luhnow, who got losses that had to be fired and suspended a year. Brandon Taubman may have already been fired.
That's
but
right.
He was also banned for a year. And in fact, Brandon Taubman, who was very much at the very forefront of this, by the way, awful human being, don't support it at all, but I will say, I think Brandon Taubman's going to end up being in a very big catch-me-if-you-can situation. It'll be like Frank Abagnale Jr.
Yes.
He'll be pulled out of jail by Major League Baseball to then help them go after all the other cheaters.
Yeah, and I wonder. So the thing that happened, obviously we've been following all of this. We've been reporting on all of this.
I love the reference, by the way.
Oh, I know.
I love that movie.
Such a great movie.
Such a good movie.
You know, when you look at the stuff that came out yesterday, and granted, look, in a court of law, pretty much none of this stuff is going to hold up, but it was interesting, and it does make you think, and it did get me, you know, pretty fired up watching the videos of Altuve hitting home plate, telling the guys, don't rip my shirt off, and it gets you thinking. Now, I wanted to ask you straight up, is it possible that they used some sort of sign-delivering device that was attached to their bodies, and if so,
absolutely.
What do you know? Yeah.
Listen, here's the thing. If you guys think people are trying to spout this off as conspiracy, and I think people need to start realizing that this is something that was being brought up in 2016 in the players' union meetings. So when Tony Clark would come to every clubhouse during spring training and talk to players, his biggest concern, and I mean biggest concern, over anything that was being done for the CBA was wearable technology. Wearable technology had been started getting implemented by major league organizations as early as 2013. And when I say wearable technology, I'm talking like teams were trying to figure out the ways to monitor heart rates, find out biometrically what players will be in 5 years. And the purpose of this was basically to screw guys out of money in arbitration. Be like, oh, you know, your heart rate goes up when you're in big key situations. So we're going to cut out about $3 million on this. This was something that was a serious concern, and it became a bigger concern that wearable technology had gotten so advanced that teams were putting it in guys' uniforms without their knowledge. This has been something that's been going on for years, and there was a phrase they wanted us to be aware of. And the phrase they said was, low heart rate, guys.
Wow.
Once they start using that phrase, the jig is up. And this last year, during the playoffs, all of a sudden you started hearing analysts and TV show correspondents referring to Anthony Rendon.
Yes! Low heart rate guy. Oh, my God!
And right away I was like, oh, God, it's happened. It's happening right now. I knew it. It was coming. I didn't know when it was going to happen. But to say that wearable technology, that they can't create buzzers, the Astros have been at the forefront of all modern metrics for the last 6 years. They can't make a buzzer that looks like a Nicorette patch. Let's be real clear. That is child's play.
Cody, when it comes to a wide-ranging cheating scheme like the Astros had going on, take me through the mind of a baseball player, because I'm not one. And
anymore. That was 2017.
But what I don't understand is, obviously, I want to get an advantage. I want to make a lot of money. But my first thought, I'm the kind of guy who thinks like four steps down the road. Well, obviously, everyone on my team, they're going to go off to different organizations. This is all going to become known. There's no way we can keep this a secret just among, you know, the 40 guys, the players, the staff, the coaches that are in the clubhouse. There's no way you can keep a secret like this. I don't want to let it get out, so I don't want to go down this road. Does no one think like that in Major League Baseball?
Apparently not. I mean, if you really think about it, why would they? It's like the steroid scandal all over again. If everybody's doing it, it's just more of like a wink, nod, nod, wink, wink type thing. You know, I never once saw this, but then again, I was only in the big leagues for 1 month in 2015 before the sign stealing really became what it is now. And not everybody is doing it, by the way. That's the most important thing. So the playing field is not exactly level at the moment. You have certain teams that are doing it, and there's a lot of whispers about other teams. And I think certain fans out there need to stop bringing too much attention to their teams.
Well, yeah, that's interesting because Ryan Buchter was on the Howard Stern wrap-up show of all places yesterday and really laid it out. And they asked him, all right, Ryan, well, Mike Fiers comes over to your team, knows kind of how to do it. Why didn't you guys do it? He goes, well, because we played for the A's and it cost money and they didn't want to spend money. And that was legitimately like, so not every team is doing it. I'm sure every team would love to do it or would have loved to do it, but they're certainly not doing it. There's a handful of teams that are. Let me ask you this. If it does come out, I don't know how you're going to need somebody to go on the record, obviously, and say that, yeah, this was going on. We did this or they did this. That being said, if it does come out that they use that, what is an adequate punishment for a guy like Bregman or Altuve?
That's the thing. How do you gauge that? Right now, it's very clear that Major League Baseball, in handing out their punishments, is just making it up as they go along.
100%.
And the reason why this is so frustrating is because this is not something they didn't know.
Right.
This has been practically public record since 2017. It's just like the steroid era. They turned a blind eye until finally it blew up. And this was always going to happen because of the very reason you said. Guys are going to talk. It's not going to just end. What's a proper punishment? I don't know. Because now think of all the things this actually does affect. This could easily affect players during free agency. Now you don't really know I'm looking at the Astros. I don't know who they are. Alex Bregman is an MVP candidate. Is he? You give me a chance to know every pitch that's coming.
Yeah.
I guarantee you my 1 month in the big leagues is going to be staggeringly different.
That's a good point. Cody Decker is with us from Swings and Misses on radio.com. Try to spell it out to us lay people who didn't play any high-level baseball, how big of an advantage that is of knowing, even if it's just off speed versus fastball. That's the only information you have time to convey. How big of an advantage is that for a batter?
A shocking advantage. Like, a beyond belief advantage. You know, the reason why I never wanted to know what was coming, and that being said, when I say know what was coming, that was because teams were like picking a pitcher's tells, you know, some sort of gamesmanship involved in
that.
You know, oh, you know, he tips his pitches by doing this and this. But often, that's clearly not an exact science. Who's to say that a pitcher hasn't figured out what his tell is? And
he's using it against you. Yeah.
Yeah, using it easily against me. So I'm sitting there trying to get ready for a breaking ball, but the guy throws 98 because everyone throws 98 now. You have no idea how different a 85 or 87 mile per hour slider to a 100 mile per hour fastball differential really is. It's staggeringly different.
Yeah.
For me to sit there and know for a fact a fastball is coming, say just a fastball, not even location, just that I know a fastball is coming,
yep.
is it changes the game entirely. If I know a breaking ball is coming, I know specifically that I can lay off because I know every pitcher's tendencies. I have a scouting report.
Sure.
If I know that this guy's breaking ball, usually he likes to start it low and away and it breaks off, I could take pitches. George Springer in the minor leagues was a strikeout machine.
Yep.
I could pick off to first base and he would have swung at it.
It's so, you know, the one that I always think about too, Evan Gattis. Not a good hitter. Mm-hmm. Just not a good hitter. Free swinger.
Powerful, though.
Powerful guy.
The ball, it goes a long way.
There is no doubt. And that at-bat against Farquhar with the banging, and when they finally figured out, he spits on changeups that he has no business spitting on. He spits on sliders, and what happens when he gets a pitch to hit, he rips at it, and he knows it's coming. That, to me, is worse than anything you could put in your body, an Adderall, a Greeny, testosterone, Winstrol, Deca, whatever you want to do. Nothing is a better advantage than that. Other than them saying, hey, I'm going middle in here. Other than telling you what's coming, you knowing what's coming, and really, you knowing what not to swing at is for me, that's the biggest thing.
It makes the game a simulation. It doesn't make it a game anymore. That's the problem. Like, baseball has been so dehumanized over these last few years, it's staggering. You might as well just put on MLB The Show
yeah.
and play a video game on its own and just sit there and watch it. You're doing the same thing.
So, Cody, what's the solution? Is it more technology? Is it less technology? Is it a hall monitor, an air marshal, basically, who's standing right in the dugout and watching for this stuff in every major league game?
It's a real slippery slope because you want to say, hey, this needs to be monitored and needs to be watched and really, you know, watchdogged over. The problem is, who are you going to put in charge of that? Major League Baseball? Major League Baseball has arguably the worst track record. Hell, they might be happy this is happening because people aren't pointing at them about the baseballs anymore.
It's a problem.
It is.
No doubt about it. And it makes me sad because, as a fan, it's the game that I love, to watch.
I think it's going to get better, though. I think it's, you know,
I hope so.
It's crap for baseball, but it's also good for baseball because I think baseball will get better. I really do because of this.
It's always good to let some fresh air in.
Yeah, it's like that Harvey Dent thing, like the dawn, you know, everything is darkest just before the dawn.
Yeah.
Granted, Harvey Dent became a psychopath murderer, but that's kind of beside the point.
That's exactly right. Now, that's such good stuff. And I
trust Cody Decker to throw in a comic book reference somewhere in our interview.
You're welcome.
Cody, great stuff, as always. Swings and misses. If everyone hasn't downloaded the Radio.com app by now, despite our multiple reasons to tell you to do so, there's another one. You can listen to him and Jen in their show. Appreciate it, Cody.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Good stuff. And hi to Jen, even though she's got her earplugs on,
yes,
so she doesn't have to listen to his end of that interview in the car with him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.